We're nearly halfway through the season of winter this week, and the moon is lifting the veil on a significant moment in the romantic narrative that's been playing out over the western horizon. I'm Mary Stuart Adams with the Storyteller's Night Sky, and here's what's going on. On Sunday, Mars crossed the celestial equator, which is the spot that marks the point of vernal equinox. This means we can imagine that Mars has emerged into the upper world. Venus, the beloved of Mars, has been trailing after him since October, and this week she'll draw as close to him as she possibly can, with the crescent moon as witness. And here's where we enter the mythological narrative. As the divine masculine, Mars is Orpheus, son of Apollo, who bears the gift of music through the world. He falls in love with Eurydice, whom we will imagine as the divine feminine, Venus. Now in the myth, Orpheus and Eurydice marry. But before they can consummate their union, Eurydice is bitten by a snake and falls into the underworld. Orpheus uses his musical talent to gain entry there and convinces the god and goddess to release Eurydice, arguing that she died too soon. They grant him his wish on the condition that as he leads Eurydice back to the upper world, he is not to look back at her. Now this week, with the moon standing by, Orpheus Mars moves into the upper world while Venus Eurydice trails behind but still below. In the myth, Orpheus turns to look for her too soon, and she tragically falls back into the underworld. But just for this moment, this week, we can imagine the two of them still wrapped in the anticipation of their togetherness. John Keats described just such a moment in his classic poem, Ode on a Grecian Urn. Bold lover, never, never canst thou kiss, though drawing near thy goal, yet do not grieve, for she cannot fade, though thou hast not thy bliss. Forever wilt thou love, and she be fair. Watch Crescent Moon all week as it moves past Venus and Mars, who are almost in one another's arms. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.